Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. It's always good when you are. You know, we need information from all of you. Seriously. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. I know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a lot you can do there. Give me your email address when you get to the website. I only send one out a week. It helps me, you know, again, when you look at what's going on with conservative commentators and how much the social platforms have really kept us from getting our message out. I mean, and this is a year that we're going to see some real lockdowns on the message we try to get out, which is why shows like mine that you know, mostly on terrestrial, what we call terrestrial radio, regular radio, are going to be very important to get the message out. Because your local radio station, you know, once they put the show on, they don't censor you. They don't pull down what you say. They don't beep what you're saying. You should be listening a lot on your local station, unless you're, you know, again, if they don't carry the show, then you can get it off one of our apps. We have Android and Apple apps. It's a way to get the show. So there's always a way for you to get the information, but really the best way to do it, because you can't, the Googles of the world, you know, I found out that our email blast program, when it was going out, that some of you were actually getting messages from Google, that the email was coming from a site that was known to send spam. I don't send out any spam. I send out information on the show, what we're going to be talking about. If you don't want it, all you got to do is unsubscribe. So they're gonna get really egregious in a ways, and frankly downright nasty in the ways they try to keep us from getting our message out. And if you don't step up, if you don't even try to stop them, well, you know, to put it simply,
blah, 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 blah.
Shame on you. Seriously. You have got to find a way to slow them down, to stop them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, I just lost, I had a story up. So I get a refresh of my screen. About Hollywood celebrities. I mean, they're always on the opposite side of everything that's good. Hollywood celebrities who are sending money. Are you ready for this? They're sending money to Minnesota to bail out not the protesters. No. The rioters. Don't call them protesters. Don't do that. Right? I mean, you want to see what the protesters did? Go look at what they did in the 60s. Go look at what, matter of fact, go look at what most conservative, quote-unquote, protesters do. Black, white, green, red, I'm not talking about color. They put up signs, they yell and scream, right? This is how they protest. They don't protest. Point me towards a real conservative protest where they were smashing police cars, looting stores, burning down stores. Show me links to that. I can't take your word for it. I have to actually see it. Because you know what? You won't find it. That's not how we were taught to protest. We were taught to bring up facts, make sure we have the information. You know, if we have to slow down traffic, we'll do that too. Right? Make it uncomfortable for them. Let them know we're here, we're around. Schumer today, I love this stuff. He's getting nervous. He said, he's screaming that the federal courts are being captured by Donald Trump. Well, thank God. Thank God somebody with some sense of reality is actually nominating judges. You know, they're teed off. They changed all the rules to start with, okay? On the confirmation of judges. And then after they changed all the rules, and they didn't like it that we were slamming it back at them, then they just started not showing up for the hearings. They kind of stopped the hearings from happening. And Mitch McConnell, whether you like him or you don't, he changed the rules. Now, look, I'm not totally for all of this because, remember, they may get back in someday. Or I should say they may. They will get back in someday. Because we don't pay attention, but they'll get back in someday. And who are they going to put on the benches? Senate Democrats released a 50-page report Wednesday, sounding alarm bells over the rate at which the Senate Republicans and President Trump have confirmed federal judges during the president's first term. Well, that's because their man, that schlock Obama, he couldn't find judges he wanted. I guess he couldn't find liberal enough judges to put on where he can get through. So they're really irritated. These were seats that the Dems were too lazy to fill in Obama's term. And listen, Hillary was going to be the next president by hook, crook, or stealing, so they didn't have to worry about it. The account calls the GOP-appointed judges politicians in robes, rails against the Chief Justice John Roberts. Supreme Court slams the conservative and libertarian lawyer groups. Right, the Federalist Society says that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is betraying the American people and the vision of our founders. Let me tell you what, Chucky. The vision of our founders would be horrified by some of the stuff you say. They were not liberals. They were God. The majority of them were God-fearing men, something you don't know anything about. They would be horrified that you don't allow the Bibles anywhere near their schools anymore. Remember, one of the first books that the Congress approved was the Bible, and actually paid to have it printed and handed out. So how we went from that to the Bible pretty much can't be anywhere near a school campus is beyond me. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. The mind of Evan, say it, Joe. Well, Evan might be with it right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you want to be notified, get a text alert that the show is going to start. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I can't wait to get this guy on. I love having him on the show with me. I don't get him on often enough. Conservative comedian, writer, author, and speaker, Evan Sayet joins me, and always appreciate his time that he spends with me. Evan, thanks for coming on tonight.
My pleasure, Joe, and emphasize speaker, because I am now officially in the least in-demand profession in the entire world. The public speaker, yeah. He even when everybody gets back to normal, and even when everybody's comfortable enough to get together into a crowd, it's still 2 or 3 months before an event can be planned.
Yeah.
So I am literally in the least in-demand profession in the entire world. And, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, so even the oldest profession isn't available to me. I'm just in a bad place.
Good way to start me off. Thanks. So listen, I during the commercials, I've got a TV going on over my shoulder, and I hate to start on this note, but I'm looking at the Milwaukee riots. Minnesota. I got Milwaukee on the brain. The Minnesota riots
are
going on.
They start with them.
I know, right? Sir, I went to public school. What do you want from me? So I'm looking at the riots, and I'm thinking, I'm watching the police department. This is like Baltimore all over again. Right? I mean, they're not really being aggressive. They're not, they're allowing them to blow off steam. Well, how did that work out for them last time?
Well, and that's the thing. It's always so heartbreaking because it's always the people who don't deserve it. All right? I don't know anything about this story. The only thing I know about this story is I was outraged when I learned about the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson. And then I learned the truth. And I was outraged about the kids at Duke University, the lacrosse team there, until I learned the truth.
Yeah.
And I was outraged about Trayvon Martin until I learned the truth. And Tawana Brawley until I learned the truth. So one thing I've learned to do in these cases is not rush to judgment. But why doesn't the left ever learn not to rush to judgment? Don't they know that these horrible things happen? These things are happening to black people. It's their neighborhoods. It's their businesses. I mean, 60, I just did the research and I'm forgetting the number. I think 63 people died in the Ferguson riots. Most of them black. Hundreds of millions of dollars in damage was done to private property. Most of it black-owned businesses.
Yep.
So why doesn't Anderson Cooper or Mario Cuomo's kid, what's his name? Not Andrew, the stupid one.
Chris Cuomo.
Why don't they just wait a little bit to see if they're right? And I know the answer because they don't care.
No.
They want black communities to burn.
Evan, they never apologize. Because they never apologize. Because you never, look at, you talked about Tawana Brawley and the rest of them. Who was the first guy with his pocket open who showed up? Al Sharpton. He's on the scene here, too, to make sure that justice is served as long as he gets served, too.
And not only don't they apologize, instead of being ostracized, MSNBC gives him his own TV show. You're actually rewarded for lying and causing harm. Even if you're a racist Democrat and you hate white people and you're just going to get even with white people no matter what, this ain't working for you. Okay, in Ferguson, you got one white cop, an innocent cop, a good man. Okay, you got one. But what did you do to your own communities?
Yeah.
And the reason they don't care, is because this is a continuation of the 60s radicals, all right? And one of the rules for radicals is go in and rub the sores of discontent raw. Rub raw the sores of discontent. That's how you get to revolution. And so they don't want the black community to be contented. They want it to burn. And this is why Mario Cuomo's kid doesn't tell the truth, doesn't even wait. Doesn't even wait until the next Jussie Smollett story comes out. They're breathlessly, as breathlessly as before, swearing how horrible and evil, and they all turn out to be frauds. So I really, and I don't know, there are bad cops, there are racists in America. Will this be that one example? Perhaps. But I'm not going to rush to judgment, not only for myself, but because look what they're doing to their own community.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I agree with you. Look, there's bad cops, there's bad medical people, there's, bad teachers. We get all of that, but we shouldn't paint the whole group. And that's what happens with stuff like this. They paint them all as terrible and as wrong, and it is wrong in and of itself. Like, to your point.
But what they're really trying to do, Joe, is they're trying to paint America.
Yes.
As evil.
Oh, you
because
saw
that. This is part of an attempted revolution. This is the radicals from the 1960s who declared, Bernadine Dorn got in front of a bank of microphones and declared, I'm going to read to you a declaration of war. They were terrorists. They were murderers at the very first official meeting of the Weather Underground. That's William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn's terror group.
Right.
They cheered. They cheered and celebrated Charles Manson's murders.
Wow.
These are really very evil, evil people who, when they're attempt to that revolution in the streets. I mean, William Ayers told people to murder their parents. Ayers told people to murder their parents. They set off bombs and murdered people indiscriminately. When their revolution failed, they segued into what's called the Long March Through the Institutions. Instead of like their fellow socialists who took a short march through Poland, they would take a long march through the institutions, take over the schools, take over the media, take over the entertainment industry, take over all the culture-creating industries, and within a generation or two, they would produce their version of Hitler Youth. All right? They brainwashed them from the very, very start. In fact, Mark Rudd, who's called the guru of the movement by the Washington Post, Mark Rudd said the flowering of the 60s will come in the 90s when we control the institutions.
Wow.
Well, Rudd was wrong by one generation. Rudd missed the obvious. Once they controlled the institutions, they then needed to produce their first generation of warriors.
Right.
So if one generation is 30 years, from the 60s to the 90s, what's one more generation? What's 30 years from the 90s?
Well, we're pretty much in it.
Here it is. This
yeah.
is the war.
All right. Hold on. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that's very obvious. It's been under their skin, just under the skin for decades, and now it's just flowing out of the left. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Don't go far. Evan Sayant joins us. He's going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota, made an emotional plea for peace after the second night of protest turned violent over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody. George Floyd was seen in a disturbing video moaning and crying that he couldn't breathe as a Minneapolis police officer continuously pressed his knee into the handcuffed man's neck. Floyd was later pronounced dead, and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said he believes the officer should be charged.
Let me be clear. The arresting officer killed someone. As to the precise charge, I'm not going to get into that.
The death has sparked demonstrations and many calls for the officer to be punished. The protests continue to turn violent, with some protesters looting, setting fires, and breaking windows. Frey also said the protests are stemming from built-up anger and sadness ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Joe, senior host. Some of you will know who I'm talking about when I say Margaret Dumont should have been knighted or whatever they do to be a saint. They should have made. She had to put up with that man for years, and all he did was make fun of her. But she laughed all the way to the bank, too. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me introduce to you my friend, conservative comedian, writer, author, and, well, speaker, he said, kind of, sort of. Evan, say it. We're going to discuss what really goes on between the ears of a Democrat. And, Evan, you know who I'm talking about, right? Margaret Dumont. That poor woman took a beating from that guy.
Yeah, I guess I have to admit, I do indeed. I'm showing my age.
Well, they had it. Listen, they had a resurgence here. We weren't going to go down this road, but they had a resurgence. I think it was the late 60s, early 70s. The Marx Brothers, by the way, if you don't know who I'm talking about. And the only thing I loved, well, the biggest thing I loved about the Marx Brothers as opposed to some of the other comedy teams was you had to listen, right? I mean, there was meanings between the meanings when those guys were talking.
Yeah, and there was witty banter.
Yes.
There was all kinds of things. You know, one thing, I complain about the comedians who are on TV these days. I argue that they've replaced humor with vitriol. That there's really, I watch the commercials for Samantha Bee. I can't help but they come on during The Big Bang Theory, which I think is the funniest show maybe in the history of the world.
You're right.
But I listen to the jokes that they've chosen to use in their promo. In other words, these are the best jokes. These are the ones that are going to draw you in to watch the program. And never once have I heard a turn of a phrase, a cleverness, a witticism, anything. Look, I have written in my career for the most disparate of clients. I have written for the most sophisticated man in the entire world, George Hamilton, when he did his daytime talk show, and the hickiest hicks. I wrote the Oak Ridge Boys, live from Las Vegas. All right, I was the voice of Black America when for 2 years I wrote the Arsenio Hall show, and then the oldest Jew in the world, Ben Stein, when I was the original writer of Win Ben Stein's Money. All right. I was able to write for these disparate characters because a a joke is a joke is a joke.
Yeah.
So I know what a joke is, and I can even laugh at jokes at my own expense or the expense of my political side. One of my favorite moments is from a TV show called Family Guy, and they're doing a spoof of Star Wars. And in the scene, the Death Star is moving slowly, slowly, slowly through the screen, slow through the shot, slowly, 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 just moving slowly. Finally, it gets into the entire frame, and you see it has a bumper sticker that says Bush Cheney. That's funny. That's funny. I can laugh at, but they can't. They can't.
I know we can't. We make fun of ourselves. I make fun of me all the time. I mean, easy to make fun of.
I make fun of you, too.
Harry, you and I were talking
about
break.
Do.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody
I know
does.
You do. I hear. But I told you during the break, sometimes I unwind. I go looking for comedy on YouTube. And I said I ran across this little series, a couple of shows, Old Jews Telling Jokes. Well, so that would offend about, what, 80% of the young Jewish population today, but they were hilarious.
Yep.
I mean, just hilarious. And I'm not talking about Henny Youngman. I'm talking about, you know, further, closer to us right now. But it was hilarious. And there would have been no today.
Here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. They think they're all about diversity. But if you can't be here, if there's no such thing as an old Jew, if there's no such thing as if everybody's the same, then there is no diversity.
Right.
So they're actually arguing in opposition to what their claim to fame is. All right? They're all about diversity. No, they're not. They're all about homogenization. And if you look at every other socialist movement before them, Hitler tried to take over the world and homogenize it in his vision of the in his imagination of the perfect world. All right, Stalin tried to homogenize. Look what they homogenized Eastern Europe. All right, socialism is a system that homogenizes.
Yep. No. Listen. All right. So this is something you and I've kind of touched on for years. But I've never seen it so bad as it's gotten in the last few years. And that is what the Democrats really stand for. And, you know, it's always been known that they're kind of a godless group. Not all of them. I've got Democrat friends that are devout religious people. I don't know how, but they are. But, you know, you hear them talking.
You can't be.
Yeah, well,
you cannot be a Christian or a Jew and be a Democrat.
Well, I can't see how you can belong to a club that is for abortion when the book you say you follow is all for life. I've never got
you
that.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's put abortion to the side because if you mention that word, the left loses their mind. I mean, it's
you
got
to have one to lose. Because
they have certain sacraments instead of the sacraments. And they include abortion, man-made global warming, and Darwinism.
But
dare to question them, you're instantly ripe for the canceling.
But wait a minute. Think about something. Cuomo comes out a few weeks ago. Now, I can't imagine a politician saying this. But Cuomo comes out a few weeks ago, and somebody asks him a question. He goes, this wasn't God. This was me. We did this. We fixed it. God had nothing to do with it. I'm thinking, why don't you just say, I'm your God. Thank me for doing this because I'm the one who made everything okay.
Okay, go back to the very three foundational, what's the word I use in my upcoming book, which everybody should look out, keep an eye out for. It's coming out soon. It's called The Woke Supremacist, What the Democrats Have and Don't Have in Common with Hitler. All right? And you look at the three prerequisites, the three requisites for paradise. No matter whether it was John Lennon or Hitler or Stalin or Mao, was no personal possessions, no countries, and no gods and no religion.
Wow.
All right? And these prerequisites are the prerequisites for authoritarianism and totalitarianism. Without possessions, the individual doesn't have the ability to stand up to a corrupt government. Without nations, there are no other governments to stand up to a corrupt global leader. And without God, there's no higher moral that can supersede the dictates of the globalist leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all do believe that they're God. That's why they want to create the world where they're God. And it's funny, this is exactly what I was just writing, waiting to come on the air with you. Evan Thomas, who is the chief political correspondent, I don't remember his exact title, but something close to that, for a rather important or significant outlet, Newsweek. And he was on with Chris Matthews, who famously was so in awe of Barack Obama that he would tingle whenever the guy spoke. Now, this is Matthews saying it, that he gets tingles in, you know, in his groinal area whenever Obama spoke. And they were watching a very significant world event, and Matthews turned to Thomas for his appraisal, and Thomas said, quote, "Obama is like God."
Ooh.
Now, this is not just you and me talking, and I'm saying, you know, Springsteen's God or whatever, you know, hyperbole. This was his considered, mature, paid-for political analysis. Obama is like God.
Wow. There's no boundaries. There's no boundaries. And they are at the top of the food chain, whatever food chain they have decided to create for themselves. And look, you know, you started to talk about it because, you know, your book, The Woke Supremacist, and I can't wait till it comes out. We'll have to have you come on when you let it go. But the New York Times, you know, that wonderfully honest paper, publication, whatever it is, birdcage liner, I don't know. But they came out the other day and said Memorial Day is nothing more than a celebration of white supremacy. And, you know, think to myself, what is it with these people that can't... Right, that's all they died for, is white people. For make sure white people had the power, right?
And which, by the way, we know isn't true. You know, one of the things that always galled me, you know how big a Springsteen fan I am.
Yep.
And one of his most iconic songs, Born in the USA, he says, got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand. Set me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. Yeah, that's why we sent him there. By the way, we didn't send him there. He actually got out of going, and he got into a lot of hometown jams, and they still didn't send him. It's all a lie. But the idea that America fought the Vietnam War because they were yellow is so... This is such an important point. I want to wait until after the break.
We'll do it on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go away or you're going to miss something you won't get anywhere else. And I'm not talking about money either. Joe Mussini, your host. Come on back. We'll be back with you next. All right. You got to...
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I love very meaningful, heartfelt songs. I mean, what more can one say than, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. That's my buddy and friend, Evan Sayet, joins me as he does from time to time. Love to have him on the show more often, but he's a very busy and important man. He's a conservative comedian, writer, author, speaker. And you know what? If you want the insight as to how the liberal mind thinks, he is the man to go to. He's got plenty of books out on it. Your last book, Apocalypse Now. You know what? If you want a good gift for your children, it's a great place to start. And your new book that's coming out, The Woke Supremacist. I mean, I can't wait for this. I got to tell you, it's about time somebody shook these people up a little bit. So thanks for being with
me. You know what I really liked is I've been showing it to a handful of people to get notes back and whatnot. And one of the people that I respect and trust the most said, you know, your original talk in the original book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, is the unified field theory of liberalism. This is the unified field theory of socialism.
I don't remember saying that.
I didn't say you said it. I said it was somebody I respected and trusted.
That's why he's the comedian, people. Oh, God. But, you know, you were talking about Springsteen before the break, and basically everything in his song is a lie, right?
Right, okay, but here's the most galling part about it. This is a guy who, at the height of the Cold War, I mean, you've got an evil empire, and you've got this guy who is draping himself in Americanism. It's the blue jeans and the baseball cap and the American flag, and he was born in the USA, and everything he says in the song is a total lie. And then he gets to the most... The issue that tore America apart the most in modern times, the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And so he offers his explanation for the entire world to hear, and for everybody who says, got into a little hometown jam, so they stuck a rifle in my hand, sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. That's why we went to Vietnam, was to kill the yellow man. The problem is, if Springsteen had spent 5 seconds not hating America, if he had spent 5 seconds thinking about the issue, he'd have realized the South Vietnamese were yellow too. We didn't go to kill the yellow man. We went to protect the yellow man from an evil ideology called socialism.
Yeah. I just don't. It's one of my jokes is always to say, why do they have to lie to win? Well, the reason they have to lie to win or try to win is because the truth isn't on their side. Reality is not on their side. Look, they've been pushing out the fact that the only reason we went into Afghanistan or any of those places was for the oil, right? To take over the oil. I must have missed these massive oil shipments that we were stealing because I haven't heard nothing about them.
But I want you to recognize this, because this is in my book, The Woke Supremacist, as well. The only times America has gone to war in the last 100 years. Now, 100 years is when America went from a colony 3,000 miles away to entering the world stage. It was 100 years ago when America entered the world stage, arrived upon the world stage. In that time, America has never once gone to war except for one reason: to stop the rise and further spread and further atrocities of a supremacist movement. All right? It was the German socialist supremacists. It was the Japanese supremacists. It was the Soviet supremacists. And it's the Islamic supremacists. Other than to beat back a vile, vicious, murdering supremacist movement, and the problem is that the Democratic Party today is a supremacist movement. Supremacist movement, they simply are. They believe that they have come up with the one ideology that's going to bring paradise to earth. Well, you know what? So do the Muslims. So do the Islamics. Hitler thought he was going to bring paradise. Hitler didn't imagine the gas chambers and the ovens. He imagined the world after the gas chambers and ovens. All right. Stalin didn't imagine gulags and imprisonment, permanent imprisonment in mental institutions. He imagined the perfect world, the workers' paradise, is what they called it. The democratic socialist doesn't imagine a world where they do these horrible things to us, the unwoke. But nonetheless, they are more than willing. And here's the thing. When we think of the atrocities of the other socialists who came before them, the National Socialists, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic.
Yeah.
Right. We always think in terms of, well, their ideology was bad. It's not the ideology that creates gulags and gas chambers. Who's sent to them is based on the ideology, and it changes. And by the way, we're the ones who they're now going to send to the gulags and gas chambers. Yep. But they don't have to, because the technology has changed. They can cancel us by writing a new line of code.
Yeah.
All right, they can cancel us by flipping a switch. If Hitler could have canceled all the Jews by writing a line of code, he would have. Well, he didn't have that, so he had to use gas chambers and ovens.
But
the Democrats have a line of code they can write, and they're writing it, and they're putting us in Facebook jail, which is the same thing as a gulag, not because because of the blood or the whatnot, but because it silences opposition.
You know, okay, so again, I'm not the most, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, obviously, now that you're in here.
No, I am. I am, and there's only two of us in the room, so it's easy.
So, the thing that makes me nuts is that we can't see, and he's the only one to get away with that, so don't anybody else write in the chat room. But here's people that beat up, you know, I'm a religious guy, as some people would call it, right? They make fun of me because I believe in a God that I can't see, touch, smell, taste, or hear. And they're all about science. I've got to come over to science. I've got to agree with science. But look at what's going on with COVID-19 right now. They're not in line with science. They don't want to hear anything about science.
Listen, every supremacist movement adjust the science to prove their supremacy. The Democrats aren't the party of science, and in fact, William Ayers, one of the founders of the woke supremacist movement, who, after being a terrorist and a murderer, segued into being a $100,000 a year professor propagandizing for the cause, said in an interview with a supporter, with Ron Chesniak, I think his name is pronounced,
mm-hmm.
That I don't do research that includes gathering data and analyzing it.
Yep.
My research proselytizes. The great historian of the Democratic Party, of the leftist movement, is a guy named Howard Zinn.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Zinn said, objectivity is undesirable. In other words, what you see, what you know, what's true, is undesirable. He then went on to explain why it is that he falsifies information that is then taught to our children. Howard Zinn's the single most assigned historian in American public schools, primary schools, and universities.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Zinn explained why it is he falsifies information in his books. He says, because if you think that history should serve a social purpose, if you think that it should in some way advance the causes of humanity, then you make your choices based on that. Well, you know what? Hitler thought that he was advancing the causes of humanity, and he too, just like Zinn, provided propaganda. And Zinn admits it. Zinn admits it. I mean, this isn't something he was just like caught on tape saying. This was something he publicly declared as what everybody else should do. Objectivity is undesirable. If you think that history should serve a social purpose, then you make your choices based on that. And by the way, the woke supremacist journalist doesn't have journalistic standards. He makes his decisions based on what he thinks will advance the causes of humanity.
Wow.
The socialist artist doesn't make her choices based on what's beautiful and on objective standards. She puts up a toilet bowl and calls it America.
You're making me sick. I mean, and funny,
I'm
as
sorry.
You're talking, somebody's got me a link. From a professor, I think, I don't care if it's a professor, Harvard professor or what, we're up against the time, but he says that MAGA equals Nazi, and he says that whites should not be allowed to vote. This is a government teacher.
Okay, so this is what we need to recognize.
You've got 20 seconds. Go for it.
No. Okay, we don't need to argue with him. We need to stop giving them any quarter. All right? There is nothing you can say. There is nothing you can do. This is a war. This is a fight. They hate us. We hate them. This has been the fight for the last 100 years. It's been against between a socialist supremacist ideology, whether it was Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Marx, and
say
the
it.
People who love freedom.
You're going to have to say it at another time. EvanSayIt.com. EvanSayIt.com. Got to pick up his book. Check him out. We'll be back next hour. Don't go far.